Voice of the People with Linda Sims here live on WGH7.1 FM radio. Thank you for tuning in today. This is the 75th day of the year of 2021. There are 290 days remaining. Go for it. Finish what you started. It's still not too late to accomplish your goals or maybe your resolutions that you set before yourself and other people for the new year. It's still quite new, so don't be ashamed and don't be shy. Just go for it, okay? Now, like I said, this is Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. The name of this program is called A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now, that app stays on your phone just like other apps that you have on your phone. Okay, that way you always have WWGH at your fingertips. And don't forget to search WWGH once you download that app titled Tune In. Okay, you can also call while we are on the air live from this hour starting at 4:15 until 5 p.m. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments regarding the subject we will be talking about today, I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marin, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marin, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logosChristianMinistries.com. Their free produce market will open April the 17th, 2021, and it will begin at 12 noon until 4 p.m. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. We would also like to thank Patrick Maurice for joining us yesterday and sharing his first book with us. You have my gratitude. He was thanking family, God, and life experiences. So we all can be saying, you have my gratitude. Okay? So we want to say thank you, Patrick, and hope to hear from you again real soon. I have an announcement to read. Choosing God's Best Singles Conference, Men and Women Welcome, Saturday, April 17th, 2021, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Register at mymytgp.org/singles. Cost $15 for lunch. No, lunch is provided with the $15 cost, okay? The location is 1300 Mount Vernon Avenue, Marin, Ohio. There will be a time of worship, guest speakers, panel of men, panel of women, and breakout sessions. I also like to start my show off with a thought for today. And this thought is titled, Understanding. Believe it or not, I had it here a minute ago and it seemed to have disappeared. Okay, shouldn't take but a second for me to find it and pull it up. Understanding. You know, the Bible also says, out of all thy getting, get understanding. Don't go off half-cocked, only got half the information. Make sure you have an understanding. Okay. Now, that was the title. You know what? I just had it. Now, where did it go? It's moving around on me. Wow. There it is. I have it. Okay. A big-hearted soul does not sentence others on the basis of a single act, but appreciates others through understanding their entire journey. A big-hearted soul does not sentence others on the basis of a single act, but appreciates others through understanding their entire journey. So sometimes people just need to know your story, right? Right. Now it's time for me to turn my attention to my guest today, Amy Orr Parker, who comes to me by, why did her name just, Doris Schwartz. I haven't seen her in a while. I'm like, Doris, where are you? But she used to come regularly, but that's okay. I appreciate her sending you here. How are you doing today, Amy?
Very good, thank you.
I'm so glad you could come and share with us. Her ministry is based on Luke 3:11. And explain that to us, Amy.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, for the opportunity to share Luke 3:11 ministries with you. Luke 3:11 Ministries is a family ministry from Marion, Ohio, committed to showing God's love to the world. It's comprised of my husband, Brock, who's an electrician at Silverline. I work for the state of Ohio for my paying job. And our daughter, Daphne, is a student from a local high school who's also a student at Marion Technical College.
Okay.
We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to reducing poverty in Ohio through any means possible, including but not limited to distributing no-cost laundry soap and peanut butter jelly sandwiches. Lumpy Loads of Laundry was established in February 2019. We collect empty laundry detergent jugs and refill them with homemade detergent to distribute for free to Marion's needy. The organizations we donate this to are Heart of Ohio Homeless Shelters, Leapin' Ministries, Salvation Army, and Turning Point Shelter. This project has an additional team member, Kayla James, who takes over the work after the recycled containers and detergent-making materials are gathered. Kayla produces the detergent, refills the containers, and delivers them with the help of her parents, Jeremy and Anna James. The Peanut Butter Jelly Truck was established in October 2019 when our family bought an antique ice cream truck to facilitate the distribution of free peanut butter jelly sandwiches to the northeast quarter of Marion. It quickly grew from a family project to an entire community working together to refurbish and stock the truck to serve entire sack lunches to low-income areas all over town. We drive around blasting the Buckwheat Boys Peanut Butter Jelly Time song, and when someone approaches us, we hand them a free lunch. We are currently serving around 600 meals weekly. Our three teams consist of my family, Brian, Sandy, and Alex Green, and Pete and Judy Stambizi. When the pandemic caused the shutdown back in March, we realized that there was going to be a need for more than just a few days a week that we had been serving, since families were accustomed to school meals to feed their children and weren't prepared for the additional food needed for this time. So at that time, we asked the community for more supplies and volunteers and launched a GoFundMe grant for a second truck, which raised enough funding to produce our truck number two in just 6 weeks. Then the Marion Community Foundation, along with a few other donors, provided funding for truck three. So now we cover all of Marion with our three trucks and run at least one route every day of the week. We were serving around 540 meals weekly for about 9 months, but we've recently added additional weekend meals, so going forward, we will be shooting for 660 meals weekly. We're often asked why we chose Luke 3:11 as our theme Bible verse. So let me tell you what this means to us. In the Bible, some people asked John the Baptist how to be a Christian. And in Luke 3:11, John answered, "Anyone who has two shirts should share with one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same." This verse spoke to us and birthed our two projects, Lumpy Loads of Laundry and the Peanut Butter Jelly Truck. When you give to others, you're giving to Christ. I want to share Matthew 25:34-40 with you. "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, my Father has blessed you. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me into your home. I needed clothes, and you gave me something to wear. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' And then the people who have God's approval will reply to him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and take you into our homes, or see you in need of clothes and give you something to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'I can guarantee this truth. Whatever you did for one of my brothers or sisters, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you did for me.'"
Can I ask you something?
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, where'd you come up with the name? Was it Buckwheat?
The Buckwheat Boys song?
Yeah, what is that? I haven't heard of that.
It's a popular song that kids knew from cartoons. It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. And they use it in a lot of cartoons, but it first became most famous through the cartoon The Family Guy.
Oh.
So kids recognize it when they hear it, and it's so catchy. I listen to it for an hour on our route a couple times a week, so I sing it in my head all the time.
Okay.
Buckwheat Boys is the band that sings it.
Oh, that's the name of the
yep.
band.
And Peanut Butter Jelly Time is the song.
Okay, I thought, well, you know, hearing that name and what it, you know, the origin of the name Buckwheat, I'm like, oh, wow, where did they come up with that? I had never heard of that band before. Now, you told us about your inspiration, what inspired you all to start this, your free peanut butter and jelly, and also the laundry soap.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you get your empty containers for laundry soap?
People just recycle them and give them to us. They drop them off at our house. A lot of churches have empty containers that their people put it in. Silver Line has a giant container that all of their employees recycle theirs for. So
Really? We
have a lot of places around town that the people collect their empties for. Sometimes I walk up and down my street and pull them out of recycling bins.
So how do you come up with the laundry detergent? I have no idea how they make it.
So we found a recipe online, and
Really? You
basically add some ingredients together, melt it down, put it in a 5-gallon bucket, let it sit overnight until it gels up. Then you stir it up, and it's kind of lumpy, so that's why we call it lumpy loads of laundry. And then our volunteer puts it all into the containers, slaps a sticker on it so they know they're not getting Tide or all or whatever
right. That
is, and then she chooses where to take it. Her parents drive her, and then they distribute it somewhere that hands it out for free.
Now, what kind of container do you make this up in?
It's a 5-gallon bucket and an iron kettle on the stove.
Wow.
So it's just an online recipe.
Who would have ever thought that? That is so ingenious.
It was a fun little project to start, and then it just grew and blossomed.
Do people seem to like it?
Yeah, they do. They say it cleans well. I use it.
Do you?
Yep, it
you
works
like
great.
It?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We add a little lavender scent sometimes to make it smell fresher, but it smells clean regardless of
right. What
scent we use. I've tried orange and lemon. I've tried different scents, but
okay. It
basically smells clean whether we add oil or not.
Wow. Now, that's ingenious, the laundry soap. You know how much money people spend on laundry soap detergent?
I do.
Even a month.
It means they can buy extra meat for their family out of
right. Their
grocery bill, or they can buy something else at the grocery store that their family needs because they're not spending $10 a month on laundry detergent.
Washing clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know, because that's like a $10, $20,
mm-hmm.
maybe
$30,
depends on what detergent line you like, or fabric softener
mm-hmm.
you like, or the bounce
mm-hmm.
flyer, the little sheets and all that. Wow. That is. Now, what about your peanut butter and jelly? Is this homemade also?
Yes, we have volunteers who come pick up a kit of peanut butter and jelly and baggies and masks and gloves and hair nets. They come gather all that from us in a tub, like a Rubbermaid tub, and then they buy 6 loaves of bread, assemble the sandwiches, put them back in that Rubbermaid tub, and drop it off back at our headquarters so we can take it out that night. So it's all volunteers who make the sandwiches. Everything else is prepackaged. Wyandotte delivers all of the chips, and then we have volunteers who purchase and buy applesauce, yogurt,
okay. Those
kinds of things to make it a well-rounded meal.
That is great. Wow. What do you want to share with us next?
Well, I do want to share a couple other places in the Bible where God says it's important to share your food and clothing with people. So
right.
I want to share a few other scriptures with you.
Okay.
Isaiah 58:7 says, share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from relatives who need your help. And Ezekiel 18:7 says, he is a merciful creditor, not keeping items given as security by poor debtors. He does not rob the poor, but instead gives food to the hungry and provides clothes for the needy. So we know that true faith in Christ will result in good deeds. We think about James 2:15-17, where it says, suppose a brother or sister does not have any clothes or daily food, and one of you tells them, go in peace, stay warm, and eat heartily. If you do not provide for their bodily needs, what good does it do? In the same way, faith by itself, if it does not prove itself with actions, is dead. And then finally, we want to honor God, like in Proverbs 14:31. It says, whoever oppresses the poor insults his maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors him. And that's why we chose Luke 3:11 as our mission, because we want to honor God. Can I talk for just a minute about Jesus' miracles?
Of course. Okay. Why not?
Mark 6:35-44 has a story I want to share with everyone. Okay. Late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby farms and villages and buy something to eat." But Jesus said, "You feed them." "With what?" they asked. "We'd have to work for months to earn enough money to buy food for all these people." "Well, how much bread do you have?" he asked. "Go and find out." And they came back and reported, "We have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Then Jesus told the disciples to have the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of 50 or 100. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven and blessed them, and then breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. He also divided the fish for everyone to share. And they all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftover bread and fish, and a total of 5,000 men and their families were fed. Aside from the resurrection, the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 is the only miracle recorded in all 4 Gospels.
Okay.
Obviously, the Gospel writers consider this a significant miracle, but listen to Mark 8:1-9. About this time, another large crowd had gathered, and the people ran out of food again. Jesus called his disciples and told them, "I feel sorry for these people. They have been here with me for 3 days, and they have nothing left to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will faint along the way, for some of them have come a long distance." His disciples replied, "How are we supposed to find enough food to feed them out here in the wilderness?" Jesus asked, "How much bread do you have?" 7 loaves. They replied. So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to his disciples, who distributed the bread to the crowd. A few small fish were found too, so Jesus also blessed these and told the disciples to distribute them. They ate as much as they wanted, and afterward the disciples picked up 7 large baskets of leftover food. There were about 4,000 men in the crowd that day. And Jesus sent them home after they had eaten. Now, you may have thought I made a mistake when I said that Jesus fed about 4,000 men, but how many of you out there know that Jesus did both? There are a few differences in these stories. 4,000 men instead of 5,000, 7 loaves instead of 5, a few fish instead of 2. So I just want to point out that Jesus felt it was important to feed people, right? So important that he did it 2 different times that we know of. And he collected supplies from the people to do it. So that's why we do it this way, because we want to be like Jesus.
Absolutely. And I love that story about how he multiplied by lifting it up and blessing it to the Father. You know, because sometimes we just take things for granted that or don't care that people have enough to eat. And like you said, when the COVID came, oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
People panicked. People were afraid that, you know, they wouldn't have enough. And a lot of ministries like yours were birthed during this time.
Yep.
You know, and I thank God for you coming forth and sharing this with each and every one of us. And God says, you know, if you don't believe that God sent me and who I am, at least believe the very works that I have done, the miracles. Then he told some of them, "You're only following me to get the food," because he was, you know, doing these miracles and things. So, yeah, that awesome story, because he's an awesome God.
My favorite part about the story is that he used the people to accomplish his miracle. We don't normally solicit monetary donations from the public. Mm-hmm. So I want to share the story about the widow's oil from 2 Kings to help explain why.
Okay.
2 Kings 4:1-7 says, "The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves. Elisha replied to her, How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all, she said, except a small jar of olive oil. Elisha said, Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars of oil to her, and she kept pouring. And when all the jars were full, she said to her son, Bring me another one. But he replied, There is not a jar left. And then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left. God wants to involve others, and it's more about just the needs of the needy. Because God could have just had Elisha snap his fingers and provide enough money for the widow, but he didn't. I believe he wanted the widow to act in faith, but he also cared for the neighbors, and he wanted to show himself to them and wanted them involved for his glory. This story has a very obvious connection to our Lumpy Loads of Laundry project, because we've been begging our friends and neighbors for the empty laundry detergent jugs, like the oil jars, to drive the ministry. And it has been so blessed that for the peanut butter jelly truck, we are also trying to rely on crowdsourcing. And so far, not soliciting monetary donations beyond grants has only helped this ministry grow exponentially. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten to see the generosity of Marion's finest people firsthand.
So where do you get your peanut butter jars from?
Donations, mostly. Won a few grants, but it's mostly donations. And I can share how people can participate here in a little bit.
Okay.
But first, I just want to remind everybody that the Lord will provide.
Yes.
Remember the story in Genesis 22 when Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac until God stopped him and showed him a ram to sacrifice in Isaac's stead? Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. And we believe that the Lord will provide. And we've seen it firsthand through all the community involvement behind our success. And we know that one way the Lord provides is through calling his children to action. So that's why I want to invite all the listeners to have a hand in this ministry and be used by God too. So we have a website. It's www.luke311ministries.org. And there we can check out ways you can participate. So we can receive donations of peanut butter, jelly, Go-Gurt, applesauce, snack packs, sandwich bags, and brown bags. And they all go directly into the hands and mouths of Marion's Hungry. Gas cards are also appreciated. Empty laundry detergent containers will be refilled and donated to Marion's needy. We have a donation exchange box at our headquarters where items can be left. And you can just check our Facebook pages or our webpage for that address. And we also have an Amazon wish list where people can look at what our needy items are, choose which things they would like to purchase, and they'll be shipped directly to us. We have it set up so that it's just automatically shipped to us.
That's good.
And volunteers can also pick up peanut butter or jelly baggy kits from us. Then they can purchase the 6 loaves of bread to make sandwiches for an evening's run. And there's a sign-up webpage that's available either at our Peanut Butter Jelly Truck Facebook page or the website, Luke311ministries.org. But I just want to encourage everyone, even if you don't want to support our ministry, please remember that you may be the only Jesus that some people see. So think of some way you can meet the needs that you see and be the person that brings sunshine instead of darkness, just like we're told to do in Matthew 5:16.
Why peanut butter and jelly?
Because it's shelf stable. It can sit overnight or even two nights if necessary, so we don't have any waste. Everybody likes it. We know there are some people who are allergic to peanut butter, but other than that, everybody likes peanut butter and jelly. It's easy for our volunteers to assemble, and it doesn't have to be warmed, so it's convenient.
That's good. That is so good. Wow. I was thinking, why peanut butter and jelly? Yeah, it does stay a long time.
Yep.
I don't think it ever goes stale long as you have it sealed the proper way. Wow, peanut butter and jelly. Well, you know, Amy or Parker. I had to practice on that last night. Amy or Parker. I thank God for using you and your family in this respect of, you know, feeding the hungry and just calling you out like that. And I know before we came on air, you was talking about some other things that God had done in your life, which is all miracles. I consider them miracles. And not only that, listening and obeying God. I think that's where a lot of us miss our moment. We don't always just get up and go do what he tells us to do. We're like, was that really God that I heard telling me to go do this and go do that? God, do you really want me to do that? I think we question him maybe too much, some people.
It's easy to do.
Yeah. And just saying, do you really want me to go do that? You know, and you just went on and went your way because you had said that you were waiting on people. And he was saying, well, aren't you ready? Aren't you ready, Amy? Let's go. I'm right with you, right?
And we know it's God's idea because who would come up with a peanut butter jelly truck idea? Like, right. That is not a human idea. No one would come up with that unless it was inspired by God.
Or laundry detergent, homemade laundry detergent. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Wow.
That started, I was working with a church where I challenged everyone to think of a service project to do, just a short-term service project, and that was mine. And my goal was to do 50, and before I knew it, I had done 100, and then I thought, why stop here? So I just kept going, and then when we started the peanut butter jelly truck, I passed it off to the James family, and their daughter, Kayla, has really taken it and grown with it and reached out to other places.
Why not? So. Free. And it's free, right?
Absolutely.
Laundry detergent.
Yep.
Homemade laundry detergent. How many of you have heard of that? I know back in the day, you know, like we listened to the Clampets, and my mother, I think they used to make lye soap. Do you use lye in making that laundry detergent?
No, that's
bar soap?
Bar soap. Okay. She shreds bar soap, Fels naphtha and ivory bar soap,
really?
And then borax, which is similar to lye, but it's not toxic. And then Arm & Hammer washing soda, and those all go together. And when you cook it and melt it down and boil it and then let it sit overnight, it gels up just like a regular gel laundry soap.
Isn't that something? Whoa. Are you listening out there, everybody? In our hearing audience, are you hearing what Amy is saying about her ministry and her family and people in her neighborhood, even in her church, that are helping her with this free laundry, homemade detergent, and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? And they are feeding the community of our hungry boys, girls, mothers, and fathers. Maybe people may have lost their jobs during the pandemic, and we know how wages have been, and people have really suffered in a time of great fear and uncertainty, which we all went through and felt destitute. What's going on? Mm-hmm. How did you feel other than what the Lord has shared with you to do during this pandemic, the beginning of this pandemic? How did you feel when the pandemic happened?
Well, I felt like I had to meet a need, but I also became very lonely because we were all so isolated. And when I was out on the truck contacting 60, 65 people every route that I would ride on,
okay,
it kind of met my need for socialization, but it also met a lot of lonely people's needs to see people and remember that people do care. And just because they're sitting home alone in their house, isolating and trying to protect themselves and their neighbors, it reminded them that there are people who care about them. So we definitely have a contactless exchange system. So when people come drop their sandwiches off or pick up their sandwich kits or drop off their materials, they don't come in contact with any humans. It's a very safe exchange system. So people can just come drop things off. We get an alert in the house, then we come out and pick it up after they leave and bring it in. So we try to be very careful and honor our neighbors by keeping them safe all the time. But for me,
so you do wear a mask.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And all of our drivers are vaccinated too.
Okay, great.
So we've tried very hard to love our neighbors through safety. But it really has just, it's been so encouraging to see all of these wonderful people. It's been the greatest year of my life, really, because I've gotten to see God's involvement in my ministry and in my life firsthand in a way that I never had in all my almost 50 years. And it's just been really wonderful for me to be walking so closely with the Lord.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful testimony in a way that you'd never even imagined mm-hmm. that he would use you. Wow, I bet he birthed, like I was saying earlier, a lot of things during mm-hmm. this pandemic. You know, and just like when those people were hungry and they couldn't find any food, and when the pandemic came, mm-hmm. we didn't think that we were going to have any food. We didn't mm-hmm. know what we were going to have during this time. Churches were closed, you know. Mm-hmm. We couldn't go out really in public except to the grocery store. That was about it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
About the grocery stores, yeah. You can socialize and all that. Go ahead.
I think a lot of our volunteers were missing their church families so much.
Yes.
And volunteering with us kind of met their need to serve the Lord without being able to go worship in a communal setting. So were able to honor God through volunteering with our ministry instead.
That is, and you're right. That is so appropriate that we would, you know, find ministry. Help keep us busy and know that we're doing the work of the Lord and honoring him and all that we say and do. Boy, it blows me away. I'm just too blown away with this homemade laundry detergent. I just really am. And you did say how people can get you on your website.
Mm-hmm. Luke311ministries.org. And then there's a Peanut Butter Jelly Truck Facebook page and a Lumpy Loads of Laundry Facebook page. They both feed straight into the website, so...
And that's good, too. That's real good. And like I said, Amy was sharing with me some other magnificent works that the Lord had shared in her life. And you heard me introduce to the audience about our singles conference. Mm-hmm. Now, share with us that story of how the Lord brought you your mate.
Oh, my husband will be so embarrassed that I'm talking about this. But I was resisting dating for a long time, and I had told God that I wasn't interested in dating, and I would not recognize his mate for me unless he dropped him right in front of my face at church. And when I met Brock, I had told him I wasn't really looking to be dating. And then the very next day, my best friend and I were standing there at church, and we noticed someone was hugging everybody, and it was him, this guy that I had just said I wasn't that interested in dating anybody. And it turned out it was his church from birth, and I had just been attending during his period of absence. So it didn't take but a year for us to get married, and he's really been the perfect partner for this ministry because I can't work on cars, and I don't have the technical skills that he does. And he doesn't have the organizational skills that I do, but you put both of us together, and God's been able to use us to create this ministry. So it's really cool to see how God puts two people together. And at the time, we didn't know what his plans were for us, but now we see exactly why he chose us for each other.
Right. And that's also a ministry. That's also a ministry. Mm-hmm. You two coming together in the name of Christ. And what you're doing, I mean, it all makes sense. You know, sometimes we can be so out of the way of searching for our mate or whatever. We don't really understand the makeup of a mate for us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you left that all in God's hands. And, hey, voila. Well, dropped you in his lap. He didn't drop him in yours, right?
Yeah, but he recognized me right off the bat, and it took me a minute to recognize him.
Oh, really? So when he saw you, he knew you were for him. Isn't that something?
Yeah, and I had told him I wasn't going to date unless it was somebody got put in my face at church, and then he went to church the next day.
Whoa.
There it was.
Oh, my gosh. He said, well, it's worth coming back to church full time, right? That's a beautiful story. That's a beautiful story. And I didn't want to let other people miss that moment. This is not just God meeting the needs of people who are in need of food or laundry detergent, but whatever need that we may have, he fulfills it to his glory. And he gets the glory for all that. He is glorified in this. Not you or your husband, but God is glorified in this. And this is what God wants. He wants the glory. He doesn't want us to say, well, so-and-so, I went through them and they got this for me or introduced me to such and such a person, but God gets the glory.
Yeah, people don't even know us by our name anymore, but they know that we're the Peanut Butter Jelly Truck people. So someone will introduce us to someone and they'll say, oh, nice to meet you. And then someone will say, they do the Peanut Butter Jelly Truck ministry. And people will say, oh, it's such an honor to be known for God's work instead of by our name. It's really an honor to be known for being God. God's servant.
Absolutely. Because all the glory is his. Mm-hmm. He gets all the glory for that. Wow. I'm really enjoying this. I'm really like ready to run, jump up and down and shout, clap my hands, and just sing glory hallelujah. I know yesterday I had a moment, and all I could do was sing the blood of Jesus, you know. Whew, I had to sing it, because if it wasn't for that, you know, where would we be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think that things in your life will not come to fruition, you know, when you get older in life, you know, past 50 and past 60, and you're thinking, well, wait, hold up, it's almost over, you know, or will these things manifest in my life? But God creates moments for us. Now, we were scared and running because of the pandemic, but it was a moment for a lot of people.
I always tell my sandwich volunteers that are out driving the routes, I say, just look for one person on mm-hmm. every route. Just watch for the one person that you're meant to touch on this
route.
And without fail, there's always one person who asks about God, or who asks why we do this, or who says, I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Wow.
Or who says, I was so lonely, and then you came by. So without a fail, every time we run one of the routes, we find one person that we know we were sent to meet.
That's beautiful.
It's really amazing. So, like, when it happens, Brock or I will say to the other, there's the one.
Right, right. And you have a chance to show them Christ or mm-hmm. talk to them about Christ, lead them to Christ. What are we here for other than that?
Yeah, we stamp on our message. We have volunteers who stamp our message onto the brown paper bags, and it says, why are these meals free? And then the message says, because Christians share their food and extra clothes. So it gives everyone who receives the meal, even if a mom comes out and takes four into the house, mm-hmm. then they can all see on the bag what we're about and why we do it and who's really behind it.
Wow. That is extraordinary. It just really is. I know the people that you have touched in your ministry are so grateful and thankful for you and those who work with you, and how you're lifting up them before the Lord, you know, and because we're living in the last days, at least I believe that, the last of the last days, and that is so needed, so needed. And the Lord says, the Great Commission, to go out into the hedges and the byway and compel people to come in, you know, beg them, persuade them, do what you got to do to get them in, you know, because the days are short and it's time for people to come into safety, because pretty soon it won't be safe.
Yeah, we're hoping we're planting the seed so that they see God in a positive and an encouraging light, and that maybe they will take the next step and go to a house of worship and learn more.
And of course you are planting seeds. Don't think you're not. You are planting seeds, and then it'd be their testimony to other people, you know, mm-hmm. and they'll testify to somebody else. So, oh, there's a link chain there, you know.
That's why we don't deny anyone a meal.
Right.
You don't have to be needy. You don't have to be a child.
You don't have to fill out no forms.
There's no requirement. And even if it's a person who has plenty of food in their house and we offer them a meal and they take it, we've planted a seed that maybe they could be doing something to help their neighbors too. So
you don't have to show your ID.
Nope.
Or
there are no requirements. You just have to wave us down and we'll hand you a meal.
Right. How much money you make, none of that is required, right?
None of that. There are no requirements. They just have to come out to us.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Wow. See, God is not dead. He's yet alive, people.
We even see little kids help their neighbors who can't come out to the truck and run them in to neighbors. So that's really exciting to see someone like an elderly lady waving from her porch but can't get out to the road. And then there'll be a child there and I'll say, will you run this up to her? And then they're always happy to do it. And
isn't
then the kids
sweet?
Have a hand in serving their neighbors too. So
wow.
It's so fun. It is the best part of my day when I get to run one of my routes. Like the other day I was really crabby because I'd had a bad day at my paying job. And then I went out on my real job for my peanut butter jelly route. And a little girl asked me if I could appraise a crystal rock she had found.
Really?
And then told me I was beautiful. And she couldn't even see my face because I was covered with a mask. And I thought, she's seeing God. That's what she is so pleased with. And it's just, it turns my day around when I get to go out and serve the community. It just makes me so happy when I get to do it.
Absolutely. And I know how that feels. It wasn't peanut butter and jelly. It was just sharing the good news with children in school, with Child's Evangelism Fellowship. It was the highlight of my day also because kids are so innocent and they are so open. And they want to hear, and they receive that message. I mean, like, wow. Adults, you have to almost drill it in their heads, but kids, they receive it, you know? They're like, wow, really, you know?
It's exciting when they jump up and down and scream thank you after us as we're driving away. Or they give us thank you dances to the music. You know, sometimes all they have is a dance, and they give that to us. And they dance so hard, or they do cartwheels so we can see how grateful they are. And it's just so rewarding to get to see their gratitude. It's really encouraging when they get so excited about it.
Did you ever think God would use you in this way?
No, no, not at all. I'm a consultant by trade. I'm a former educator. So I had no idea that I would ever be running a nonprofit and making sandwiches for my real job. I still have a paying job that pays my bills, but my real job is this.
More fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Your real job. Wow. At least we can say the church did not die during the pandemic.
Nope. The church is God's people, not a building. And boy, do I have the best church supporting me.
What's the name of your church?
Amazing. Well, I'm in my church of volunteers.
Oh, okay, that's right. You have your own ministry. That's so right.
Thanks to the pandemic, we can attend several churches.
Okay.
So we've been able to attend several different virtually because we don't want to go out in a congregate setting and take any chance of contracting COVID and spreading it to all of our people.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the churches we've been attending since the pandemic are Day Spring, Rise, and Prospect Street United Methodist Church.
Okay.
So those are the three that we interact with the most since last year. We've been attending all three of those virtually.
And they do the COVID protocol that you have to wear your mask and all that in service.
Well, we attend virtually. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We don't want to take any chances because 600 people a week could be infecting their entire families if we were to accidentally become infected and not know it. And we're young enough that we might not know we're carriers. So.
And I think about spring break and all those people that's showing on the news in Florida. I'm like, oh, my.
But we have all gotten at least the first shot. So we are well on our way to being immune and being much more comfortable and safe for our people. And then we'll be able to get back out in the world. But that was a small price to pay for everyone's safety. And we just wanted to love our neighbors by being extra careful. So
I understand. And that's very understandable that you think about those that you serve.
Well, for every one person that we feed, they have 4, 5, 10 people in their household that they could potentially infect. So we wanted to be extra careful about that.
Yeah, because I had heard about some guy, I guess he had a food pantry in Marion, and he wouldn't wear a mask nor his workers. And he got closed down, and he was serving hundreds of people, from what I understand. But sometimes, you know, we can be too judgmental of ourselves or other people or what we may be going through at the time and not really looking at the people that we're serving.
Well, when God closes a door, he opens a window.
Yes, he does.
And it's all about his timing. So,
amen.
We are up and running now and ready to fill some gaps. And there are some wonderful planned meals, the organized meals at churches and other places that people can get to. But we can fill a gap for the ones who can't get there.
Thank you for coming, Amy or Parker. We are out of time. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People today with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio, A Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed and thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. for legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. But if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books, and they're boring. If you don't like my book, you'll say one thing. Boy, does he have a good book.
Thank you.
I love you, and I thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Pat. Bye-bye.
First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
Well, now, Phyllis, I saw you on Biography doing a ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, for the money they gave me, I did temporarily.
Ah, that's the best answer I could have asked for. That's perfect. So the money was right.
Oh, boy, was it, darling, and I just adored my ghost.
Legendary stand-up comedian Marty Allen.
Yeah, like physically, what can't you do now that maybe you could do 20, 30 years?
I beg your pardon. Let's not get into that, Scott.
Is everything physically still okay?